This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Evangeline Mantzioris, good afternoon and happy new year.
Good afternoon. Happy new year to you too. Let's hope it's a good one, hey?
I hope so. And if we're starting off like we are today, we'll be feeling full, so it'll be a good new year. Let's talk about this. If you've been scrolling TikTok lately, you might have seen people blending oats and water and calling it Oat Zempic. Now, I don't know. What is it, eventually?
Okay. Well, clearly it's a nod to the weight loss drug Ozempic, which has been in the media a lot. We've talked about it previously, which helps people lose weight by reducing appetite. And so the people on TikTok and Instagram, all the viral, you know, trend makers, are suggesting that Oat Zempic will do the same thing. And Oat Zempic is a couple of tablespoons of oats blended in with water. Sometimes I add a bit of cinnamon, sometimes I add a bit of lemon or lime juice to it. And that's because there's been reports probably that cinnamon and lemon and lime juice can also help you feel fuller. So,
okay. So now they often say they feel fuller drinking it, like you said. What's actually happening in the body when oats and water are blended together like this? Evangeline, I just have to say, I've been doing this for years in my smoothie.
I think a lot of people do put oats in smoothies. Yeah. I've been doing it for years by having porridge for breakfast in winter and muesli in summer. So the question is it really new? And us older people might go, oh, it's the younger generation thinking they've invented everything new again. But it's existed for a long time. So what is it? So oats have a type of fiber in there called beta-glucan. And it forms a gel-like substance, and people will see this because this beta-glucan is also in other substances like psyllium husk and also Metamucil. And if you prepare some of that and leave it in a glass with water, you'll see it becomes quite thick and gel-like. And so the assumption is that this will make you feel fuller and make you less likely to eat later. Now, the caution here is just because you feel full, does that lead to weight loss? And the evidence seems to suggest it probably may have an impact, but doesn't really. So it's sort of a bit of a funny one, isn't it? And as we've said, people have been doing it for years, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, feeling full can be useful, but how different is that from something that supports weight in a steady, you know, weight loss in a steady, lasting way?
Yeah, look, no one's really shown it. What they've seen is that if you have if you feel fuller after big meals that contain beta-glucan. So no one's tested Ozempic. Let's just make that clear. No research has gone, oh, wow, I'm going to spend a lot of money and a lot of time researching this, right, because probably for many, many reasons. But when you do use it and you use oats, and those of us that are old enough will remember the oat trend, where people used to consume it to try to reduce their cholesterol.
That's right.
Do you remember that? Yeah, so oats do that. They can reduce your cholesterol if it's the first thing that you consume in the morning. And that's why porridge and muesli oats sort of became quite popular. But what you've got to be mindful of is what you're adding to that as well. So if you're having oat muffins and they're full of sugar, then the effect of, you know, reducing cholesterol and being helpful, your heart health is going to be reduced a little bit.
Evangeline, I wonder if the blending process itself makes it gluggy. I know I put psyllium husk in my shake, and if I don't drink it quickly, I come back and it's like jelly. Is that different as opposed to, say, having a bowl of oats with milk and not actually crushing it up? Let's say it's not instant oats.
That could make you feel fuller, crushing it up, but then the challenge is that you've got to consume it quickly, don't you?
Before it goes all gluggy.
Yeah, exactly. So, and people might then add it to get that nicer, thicker texture, which also has a nicer mouthfeel for a lot of people as well. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing it absolutely nothing wrong with dirt, because oats are great, the fibre, they're really good, they're really healthy. But what people might want to be mindful of is if they're using it as a replacement for milk. Now, just to say on the side, there is also oat milk on the market.
Does that have the same effect?
Well, I don't know, because that's just oats and water. Mm. And I don't know what they put in it to stop it becoming thicker. And I've never tried it myself. The problem with using it as a replacement for a dairy milk or a soy milk is that it doesn't have the same level of nutrients in it. So you're not going to get calcium and you're not going to get protein. But if you buy the oat milk, that does have extra added calcium to it, but it doesn't have the extra protein. So you can see once you start chopping things around, and you might go, oh, look, that sounds like a good idea, but you might unintentionally make something else worse. And calcium is a real concern at the moment for us, because a lot of women in particular have low intakes of milk. They also have higher requirements for calcium compared to men. And so they really do put themselves at a risk for calcium deficiency, which may lead to osteoporosis and, you know, brittle bones and broken bones in later life.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Evangeline Mantzioris from Adelaide University about the Ozempic trend and what it means for everyday eating. I want to know what actually makes you feel full and keeps you going. 0427 569 949 is the SMS number. Evangeline, oats, I mean, they're a familiar everyday food. What problems can come up when one ingredient gets treated as the answer to everything?
Yeah, look, the first thing is, as we said, is the nutrients. And you might be also reducing your intake of other food groups, which are important. So I think when that oat craze came out for cholesterol, people were eating it for everything. And that's, as we said, oats are good, but you still need your fruit, you still need your fibre, and sorry, your vegetables, and you still need a range of different types of grains to get all the different nutrients that are available. The other problem is if you're having a lot of extra fibre really quickly, that can cause gastrointestinal discomfort. Mm. It can cause a lot of wind, and it may either, if you're not having enough fluid with it, cause constipation, or it could cause diarrhoea. So you need to sort of go into these things quite slowly. By all means, adding a tablespoon of oats into your, you know, your smoothie or into your breakfast cereal is a great idea, but take it slowly.
It's better than ice cream or chocolate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe you could whip up the Ozempic water into an ice cream.
That's right, oat ice cream. Now, oats obviously are getting the attention here, but what other everyday foods can help us feel satisfied in a similar way to the oats?
Yeah, look, oat, the beta-glucan, you can find that in a number of other foods as well. So it's in apples. So apples are really a good source of this beta-glucan. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And it's certainly good because it gives you lots of other nutrients that you won't find in oats. Citrus fruits also contain it. It's why it's used as gelling agents to make jams. Flaxseed, barley, psyllium husk. And maybe our favourite on this show, beans and lentils.
Beans and lentils, yum.
yeah. So all of those. So, and all of those are high fibre foods. Also having a little bit of protein in each of your meals is a good way of improving satiety and making you feel fuller. And it doesn't mean you need to have a large amount. Breakfast, you have milk or cheese or egg. At lunchtime, you may have some fish, or you may have beans, and then similarly at dinner time, make sure you've got a protein source in there in each meal.
Amanda from Coburg says, eggs on toast. If I skip protein, I'm starving by 10 a.m.
Right, there you go. So just what I said, having a bit of protein in every meal is important.
Mark and Glenn Waverley, porridge with banana and nuts. Boring, but it works. I love porridge with banana.
I don't think that's boring. No. I think he's underselling himself.
I like strawberries with porridge.
Oh, my favourite is, I like cinnamon and walnuts and then maybe a little bit of honey on top.
Okay, we're asking you, what keeps you full? 0427 569 949. Robin Frankston says, soup in winter, salad with chicken in summer, depends on the season.
Right, excellent. And I wonder if that soup's got some beans and lentils for the protein hit.
Probably, I assume it has. Greek yogurt and berries keeps me full for hours. Is that the berries or the Greek yogurt?
it's probably a bit of both. So the Greek yogurt is a good source of protein, and then the berries have fibre in them as well. So that's another one of my favourites too.
Now, some people are replacing meals with this Ozempic drink. I feel like it's sort of almost not fair to those who need the actual proper medication to call it Ozempic. But anyway,
It is indeed.
Like, practically speaking, what's missing when that happens, when people are replacing meals with this drink?
Yeah, look, a whole lot, lots and lots. Oats have got a little bit of fat in them. They've got carbohydrate. They've got the fiber. They've got a little bit of protein. And they will have some vitamins. But it's almost impossible. There is no one food that covers all your nutrients, except if you're a baby and it's breast milk. And that only lasts for about 6 months, because then we need to introduce solids for a baby to get extra nutrients.
Now, if someone wants better appetite control without extremes or shortcuts, Evangeline, what kinds of habits tend to work in real life and it's not a fad?
Yeah, so some of the ones that people are already doing is getting that protein into every meal that we talked about, making sure you've got fibre in every meal as well, so some sort of plant food in there. And I think everyone who rang through had a mix of those two, which is really important.
There's another one. Carla says, anything with beans and lentils, there you go, super filling.
Absolutely, yep. And the beauty about beans is they've got the protein and they've got the fibre. Bang, absolutely amazing. Make sure you drink enough water, so drinking a glass of water before the meal, after the meal as well, can help with people feeling less hungry. Sometimes people mistake hunger and thirst. So if you feel hungry, particularly on a warmer day, try having a big glass of water first. Physical activity is obviously important to maintain muscle mass as well as to help, you know, use up kilojoules. So that's always important. And good sleep. We know more and more that sleep's really critical in reducing nighttime eating late at night, and also, you know, making sure that you don't. People that miss out on sleep tend to snack on more food.
Oh, yes, I eat
more
ice cream.
So trying to get good sleep. Yeah. And then trying not to snack. And if you must snack between meals, having fruit.
Fantastic. Evangeline, great to chat with you. And congratulations on your promotion as well.
Thank you so much.
We'll catch you again in a couple of weeks. Associate Professor Evangeline Mantzioris from Adelaide University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.